Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, yes. Yes.
All right. Our assignment from yesterday, think of then of the void of good and evil in your bound hand and foot. Think only and entirely and completely of what you are doing in the moment, and you are as free as a bird. Thinking. All of our conditioned lives were encouraged that thinking, possibly more than any other quality, is one for us to excel at. Use your head. Think before you speak. Think for yourself. Or the simple and straightforward think, which is particularly unhelpful when yelled at a small child. Now we have experts in Eastern religion telling us that even thinking about Zen would lead us into suffering. What to do? Fortunately, we can see the obvious alternative presence. If we translate the think only and entirely and completely about what you're doing into bringing all attention and awareness to this here now, we can recognize our direction. The how of presence might not be all that easy to achieve, but at least we know what we're meant to be practicing. Today, stop every hour or two. That's why the divine gave us alarms, to give full attention and awareness to this here now for 3 or 4 full breaths. Record and listen.
Excellent practice.
Excellent practice indeed. All right, let's hear from our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller?
Oops.
All right, I guess that is
well,
not
all right then.
Exactly. Give me a second to find another one, Cherry. Hang on 1 second.
All right. Yeah.
First
I know
caller,
you got to wrestle
now live
with that
on the computer.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
This is Brad in Annapolis, Maryland. How are you both?
Well,
hey,
hello.
Brad.
Hello, Brad. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Listen, before I go any further, I want to say how incredible the new website looks in terms of its design, its simplicity, and its color. It looks wonderful. So kudos to you both.
Well, not to me, but to Ashwini. So I bet she's smiling right now because she did put heart and soul into that project. So I'm glad to hear that.
Well, it
good.
Really
Thank
looks
you
wonderful.
For that.
You know, design is not an easy thing, so good for her. I just wanted to say, you know, it's taken me a long time with working with a Zen coach and in my practice to realize that, you know, in terms of the commitments, what we're getting to is here, and in doing the commitments, it's continually keeping me in a state of presence, whereas ego would tell me that I'm supposed to be getting somewhere and I'm supposed to be achieving something.
Yes, yes. Yep,
but
exactly
what I'm noticing with that relates to the annual retreat as of today, is when I'm truly present, how incredibly quiet my mind can be. And not that I was ever a big drinker or drug user, but it's like the exact same thing that I think people are going for through using substances to quiet the mind.
Yes.
But there is no there's no tally you have to pay afterwards. It's just there. And as I said to my Zen coach last night, the birds are the birds. The wind is the wind. There is no adding on to any of your experience. And that is lovely. So, hey.
It really is. I think you've summed it up perfectly, Brad. That's exactly it. You get to be with life as life is. You don't need to do anything, right? No fixing, changing, improving. No getting anywhere special. You're just here. Just. Gotta love the word just. You're here, and there's no price to be paid for it.
No.
It's a really good deal.
It is. And then also watching the process of how ego always tells me that going to sleep is going to keep me comfortable, to then come around and always be deceitful afterwards that, you know, that shouldn't have been something that was done, or it physically kind of takes me out of presence and I don't feel well.
And so
if I deal with that slight uneasiness going up against resistance, which from what I can tell is ego belly aching, and just work through that to have the process again of coming back to doing these commitments. We're not getting anywhere, but through doing them in this present moment of which all there is, that's what we're doing. And
that's it.
It's just that simple.
It is just that simple and straightforward. Yes. And you're right. All of the resistance is ego belly aching because what you've identified very clearly is that's its deal, right? It cons you into doing what it tells you to do and beats you up afterwards. That's its deal.
M.O.
And so, yeah, it's M.O. And so to realize that that's the case and not go along with it, it's going to whine and complain because you're not, it's not getting any attention. And as soon as we get used to it's whining and complaining means I'm on the right track, then it really doesn't bother us. We would just rather listen to the birds, and that's all there is to it. The other thing that I would add to what you've described is that when the birds are just the birds and the wind is just the wind, there are no problems.
No.
So we have, right, we have to leave present moment life in order to engage in a conversation about problems. And we can prove to ourselves moment after moment after moment that when we're here, we actually don't have any problems. Now, when there's something that you need to address, if you address whatever that is from the same present moment attention awareness, then the problems are moved through very quickly and easily, and they are seen as opportunities to practice being present under all kinds of circumstances.
Yes, and that even requires more practice. And if there's willingness to do it, I'll take it from there.
That's right.
You know, I had this experience last week where I got terribly identified because of some news I got Friday night. So I was going to pick up my wife at the airport. So I brought the recorder with me, and I used that on the way to the airport to accept what was, what I was dealing with, and in a way to get me centered so it wasn't a story on top of the reality that I was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got to pick her up, I was kind of back at center, told her the news, and watched her get off kilter. But, you know, just
right.
to have the just to have those tools to be able to bring myself back to here, you know?
Yes.
It's invaluable.
Yes, and Brad, the additional aspect of that is you can help her, right? Now, it's not that you need to talk her out of her experience or help her move through it or anything else, but you can be present at center while she gets to have whatever process she has about that, right?
Yes.
Which is a tremendous gift in a relationship. It's a tremendous gift for the whole world, but just right there in a one-on-one relationship, it is the best we can do for another person. Just stay present and let them have their experience.
Yes, that'll save a relationship. Trust me, I know.
Absolutely.
So.
Right. yeah, absolutely so.
All right.
Well, thank you
very
so
much for taking my call. Okay?
Oh, pleasure.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Thank you. Go happy.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Yes. There's so much in that, but just that, you know, the experience I'm having is that place of moving to an alignment with what is because of what Brad articulated. You know, that's all we're ever doing is getting to presence. There isn't any other point. You know, whatever it is, how does it move me to here?
Yes.
It's
so
simple.
That's the Sangha thing, right? So we listen to Brad talk about making that movement, and we make the movement with him.
Yes. Yes.
It's the power of Sangha. It's why we all don't just find a tree or a cave and go sit there on our own. You know, we talk about the process of doing this because we are assisting one another. If we are talking one another, ourselves and one another, back to center. Instead of being talked out of center, which ego is always doing, we're talking one another back to center.
Yes.
Very good.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hey. I'm so thrilled to talk to you both. And so a bunch of things are occurring to me to talk about with the that I've been looking at and that tie in with yesterday's assignment. And I was trying to coalesce it into something succinct, so I'll try. But I was really inspired by one of the open airs in which you guys were talking about the sort of it's okay, but it's not okay if ego's running your life type of thing. And I was really looking at that, and I was really feeling that, and getting really sick of putting up with ego's, what did you call it, belly aching?
Right. It's
and,
a good term for it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And so, yeah, just getting really tired of it. And so yesterday, you know, I got the assignment and I was at work and I was like, oh, well, I can't. And then I'm like, well, why not? And so I did set my alarm to go off every hour, and I didn't necessarily reset it for the whole day every time, cause, you know, it went off, but I did it several times. And, you know, I was able to get to the other side of feeling that trapped feeling, that ego, like feeling that trapped in ego feeling, getting to the other side of that and, you know, just not accepting the conclusion that 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 it would give, and just doing it anyway. Because, oh, that was the other thing, the other phrase that I wanted to share so much was, like, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard, exactly.
It's not
without the belly
hard.
Aching, right? We see that, wait a minute, come on, I'm going to set an alarm, I'm going to stop and breathe four times? Really?
Yes.
It's just going to be fatal?
Yes, because I've been going up against this huge, you know, ego resistance campaign against sitting. It's sitting and doing nothing. How hard is that? It's not hard.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a great point. That is such a great point. And I can't remember now how you phrased it, but it's the you go up against that and you get to the other side, right? You go up against it and you get to the other side. You go up against it and you get to the other side.
Yeah.
And again, that's basically what Brad was just describing too, right? And we do that. Oh, we keep the commitment. Not because of commitment. It doesn't matter what the commitment is. We keep the commitment because it brings us to presence, and we get to the other side of that ego belly aching. And every time we do that, we have that, and we reach, whether we think of it or not, we get to that place of, this is not that hard. Right? All I'm doing is being present with the birds and the wind. Really? I can do this. It sounds silly when we talk about it like this, but that is exactly what keeps people in hell, a process that is this kind of simple and silly when we get to the other side of it and see it for what it is.
Yeah, I felt so stuck up against, like, so in that huge quagmire of conversation about commitment and failure and da-da-da-da, and just, like, over and over, and how many times, and, you know, I guess it's just a failure, I guess I'll just quit practice, you know, how many times have I had that conversation, you know, and then... Yeah. And then, you know, it's such a quagmire, and it feels so real and so stuck and the suffocating and just in it, and there's no way out. And but really, like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's not real and has no bearing on reality whatsoever.
And
the commitment is to, I guess, just not to just not ever just accept that conclusion and to just keep
showing up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and so back to the open air that you referenced.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're seeing, right? It's okay that this is going on. It's okay. It's a human condition. It's not okay to leave her living there. That's what's not okay. Not getting through it is not okay. That it exists, that there is this quagmire, that's okay.
Yeah.
Helping her to be free of it, okay? Not helping her to be free of it, is what would not be okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
all
that
right.
is. Thank you so
Here
much.
Here she goes. You are so welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so beautiful too, Sherry, that the part that so stood out for me, which is that place of that it exists is okay, not to leave her to leave her there. It isn't, and it's such a. I mean, I think it's one of the reasons I love this practice so much, and there's such gratitude for the teaching of going beyond self-hate. Because if we take that personally, that we all have egos. Having an ego becomes the root of a problem. You can't get beyond that.
Yeah. 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 Exactly so. And when we face that, this is just how it is. This is the human condition. This is how it is for everybody. Not just me, not just you, everybody. Okay. Great. Good. Then it must be for us. Must be great benefit in it. And we all know that there is. And so let's get on. Let's take advantage of this and use it to free ourselves.
Yes. Well, I muted Zoe very abruptly, so apologies, Zoe, and thank you for your call.
Yes, thank you, Zoe.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Beth, recently of Mountain View, California.
Hello, Beth.
Hello.
That's almost something to remember, isn't it? Let's see. I just adjusted to that other place, fully to that other place, and now I'm in this place. So exciting times.
Yes, very exciting times. And exciting to see the process, like has been said so many times on the radio show, of going through I can't click in, you know, I'm not going to put myself in the queue, and then going, wait a minute, what better way to be present?
I am.
What better way to participate and to I don't know what another word is, but.
Well, while you figure out what that other word is, I just want to speak to what you just said, because we're in that. It would be too long a conversation, and so I just hope everybody intuits the connection here. When I say, yes, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of what we're doing. It can seem like, well, that was the whole point with Zoe, and it was a different whole point with Brad, and now it's a completely different whole point with you. And it's not. It is the exact same point. And that is that you hear a voice in your head say, well, I can't put myself in the queue, or, well, you can't put yourself in the queue because blah, 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 blah. And most of us lived decades without realizing that is not, in quotes, me. That's not authenticity, right? And you were there, and you heard it, and your response was, well, now, wait a minute. That's it. To be present enough to question the stuff that has gone through unnoticed and ruined our lives.
Oh, man.
So in this case, it's just a little, are you going to put yourself in the queue for this this conversation? Well, is that life and death? Sort of. Not really. But how many times has it controlled you and got you to make decisions that you really suffered over?
Yes, absolutely. And I speak also to the points that were made earlier on the call of once that is seen and I go with, you know, wait a minute, I go the other direction. Wait, I'm going to do it. It is so easy. It's effortless.
Yes.
It becomes effortless because it's not the ego trying to do it or trying to thwart it or, you know, caught in the duality thing.
Have a conversation about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should. Well, I don't want to. Well, you should. Well, I don't want to. And watch that ego ping pong match and think it's me and think I'm crazy, right? Because what is wrong with me? But, yeah. And then we step back and there comes the, whoa, of life, which is very different from the, well, of ego, right? And there's that moment of, that doesn't make any sense. Of course I'm going to put myself in the queue, and life is effortless.
Yeah, and along those same lines, exactly so, along those same lines is the idea that I recorded the assignment this morning after a month of not doing it. And of course, you know, ego wants to come in and say, oh, you didn't do it for the last month. Why are you doing it today? And it's like, well, I'm doing it today because today it's today.
Today.
There is no reason to do it or not to do it, but today I'm doing it. And just to go from there rather than even getting caught in that past conversation, too, of, you know, reason, quote unquote, hearing reasons why I should or shouldn't. And not even entertaining the self-hate that goes with, you know. And then the other part, which is, oh, but you had really good reasons why you didn't. You know, you were busy. Like, okay, I'm just going to record.
Yes.
I'm not going to listen to it.
Right. I really don't need this conversation.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it comes down to. What are the birds doing? Are there any birds around? Because I'd really rather listen to them than this conversation.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's constantly trying to pull us into anything that will take us out of the present. Anything. So let's talk about why you didn't do it before and why you're doing it now. No.
Exactly. Yeah. And before, it used to sound so reasonable to me. Of course I would entertain that conversation because that's, you know, quote unquote, that's fascinating to me. Well, why didn't I? And now I really recognize the why as being the rabbit hole into conditioning.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And to realize all that figuring it out, why is figuring it out so important for people?
Mm. Mm.
Right? It is just, it's the think, right, of the quote. You know, you've got to know, you've got to understand, you've got to figure this out so that, and that is the biggest load of crapola that people get fed and they buy and believe and you're the right person if you can and you do, and to fail to realize we never figure out anything.
Mm.
Anything. Why didn't you record for the month before? Because you didn't. There is no answer to that. There's no meaning. There's nothing to get. There's nothing to know. You did or you didn't.
Yep.
Period. Yeah. Oh, it's freedom, isn't it?
And yeah, exactly. That is the freedom. And I think I was saying this yesterday. There's no necessity to justify anything anymore.
Yes.
You know,
Yes. Yeah.
There's that.
Right.
That just pulls the conditioning back into.
Oh, exactly. And so if we want an alternative to all of this nonsense, if we want a direct experience of what this nonsense is promising, we will have as soon as we do all of the things the nonsense tells us we have to do, okay, you can just turn around to anything and do the little exercise of, I love you.
Mm.
You love me. Right? And you're right here in love. And that's what ego is promising. If you'll just become the person that you should be, you'll be able to live in unconditional love and acceptance. You'll be happy. Well, cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Right? Just go directly to the experience and prove to yourself that you can do that in every single moment of your life.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about relaxing.
Yes. Yeah. It is utterly relaxing. You can just feel all the tension drain out of your body, right? Just, oh, that's all I need to do is be present and love, be available to life. I can do that.
Yes, and what dropped in for me recently, too, around that is because I've always had such a conundrum about love and what love is the more I experience it, the more I recognize it.
Yes.
And the
it's
more,
everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, it becomes so much of an easier place to live. And under ego's definition of love, love was very punitive, demanding, accommodating, all these, you know, sacrifice and all of this kind of stuff. But in what love as an experience is so, I mean, it's just, it's
generous.
Oh,
kind.
Generous. Kind. Yep.
Yes.
So thank you both. Thank you, Sherry and Ashwini. I love these radio shows.
Us too. Thank you. Take good care.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth, from recent Mountain View. Sherry, I'm going to try to squeeze another caller in, although there's so
all
much
right
to say about that one. It's all said anyway. So here we go. Well, the next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, Sherry and Ashwini, it's Jen.
Well, hey, Jen.
Hey. Oh, this conversation is so fantastic, and I had so much fun with this assignment, and I know we're at the end here, so I'll just tell you, as I've been listening, one of the images that dropped in yesterday dropped in again of, so I've been having these days that are really, really full and busy, and one of the things that I feel so blessed about in my life is that everything that's in front of me to do, I love doing. But the when the voices get a hold of it, and it's coming so quickly, there's sort of this, it's a control process that happens. And I had this huge moment yesterday practicing with the assignment. It's one of those, like someone said yesterday, oh, my gosh, the sky is blue. Wait, the sky is blue. Right? It was one of those moments.
Let's take that in.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
And what I saw was, wow, because I had literally in my day, I had these 6 minutes that was between one thing and the next, the only minutes in the day that I didn't truly have to be doing something else. And it immediately dropped in, perfect, I'm going to record right now about Project Joy because I have such a strong commitment to do that. And first of all, I just loved that dropped in. And as I was recording, what I realized was, wow, this is fantastic to have a life that is this full. Because I had the image, I always love tennis images for some reason, even though I don't play tennis. But
that's probably why.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. To be standing at the net volleying, and the shots are coming so quickly that there's no room for thinking, and that the thinking creates the missed shot. And that all of the frustration, the overwhelm, that everything requires thinking. And so in order, right? Because, I mean, it can't happen any other way. If I'm only
That's
here
right.
in this moment doing this thing, not thinking about it, any tiny before, any tiny after, there cannot be suffering.
Because there's no one to suffer.
Because there's, because there's no one to suffer. Exactly.
I'm right there, Jen. I was thinking about that. I wasn't thinking. Of course I wasn't thinking about it. Silly me. I was looking at that recently because we're all, and probably almost everybody listening to this call would be right there with us, that it is just an outrageously busy time. I think because the weather is so nice, you know, it's time for everything. Yeah. Nature is going crazy too, right? With just, time to grow. It feels like being a little kid. You know, you get up in the morning, you put your clothes on, and you just go, boom, 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 thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. And then you get to the end of the day, and you take your bath, and you put on your jammies, and you fall into bed, and you sleep, and you wake up and do the same thing the next day. And it's so marvelous. There's just no time for belly aching, which might be the biggest relief of all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole piece, right, is that so the thinking is the way that ego, because what I saw was life can take all of these shots perfectly. And so what ego is trying to do to take it is I'll take the shot, but I can't take the shot.
No, right? I'm going to miss the shot, and then I'm going to blame you, blame them. And,
That's how it creates itself, is by through through the thinking. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that's a perfect description. A perfect description of Zen, right? If we wonder what Zen masters are doing, that's where they're living.
Exactly.
Thinking, no thinking, as Dogen phrased it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you so much.
Have fun.
Jen. Thank you, Jen. Well, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show, Sherry. And here's our assignment for the day.
All right.
You are the sum total of everything it has taken to produce you since before the beginning of beginningless time. That would certainly point to not an accident and not a mistake, couldn't it? The being you call me and we call you has been a long time in the making. This is not something thrown together or casually constructed. In fact, regardless of the amount of scientific knowledge we possess, we can't grasp the magnitude of a living being, human or otherwise. It's possible to take apart a flower bit by bit and still know nothing of the being we call flower. Today, each time you encounter something you recognize as living, take a moment to consider that it is the expression of all that has existed since before the beginning of beginningless time. Record and listen. Sherry?
Sorry. Technology is not our friend. Q&A session has started, has stopped, and then I'm muted. And so I hope everybody got to hear that. If not, it's going to come out. We can read it and record it, right, and practice with it, and then we can get together tomorrow and talk about it.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.
Treasure yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.